Australia's gun control debates. The crisp Australian air, the vast outback, the iconic beaches. These are the images that often come to mind when one thinks of Australia. Yet, beneath this serene surface lies a history punctuated by moments of profound national trauma, moments that have irrevocably shaped the nation's approach to firearms and public safety. The debate over gun control in Australia is not a new one, but it is a debate that reached a seismic crescendo in the mid-1990s, forever altering the nation's legislative landscape. For decades prior to 1996, Australia, like many Western nations, grappled with varying degrees of firearm regulation. Laws were generally state-based, leading to a patchwork of rules across the continent. While there were certainly restrictions, the pervasive image of the Australian outdoorsman or farmer with a rifle was not uncommon. The culture, particularly in rural areas, often saw firearms as tools for sport, hunting, and pest control, an integral part of the lifestyle. However, this relatively settled landscape was violently shattered on April 28, 1996. In the small, picturesque tourist town of Port Arthur, Tasmania, a lone gunman unleashed a horrific massacre. Martin Bryant, armed with semi-automatic rifles, opened fire on visitors at the historic Port Arthur penal settlement and a nearby cafe. The sheer brutality and scale of the violence were almost unimaginable. In a matter of hours, 35 people were dead and 23 more were wounded. The image of a sun-drenched tourist destination turned into a killing field seared itself into the Australian psyche. The nation reeled. The shock was profound, and with it came a wave of grief, anger, and an urgent demand for action. The political climate, which had previously seen firearms legislation as a contentious but largely localized issue, was transformed. Prime Minister John Howard, a conservative leader, found himself at the helm of a nation demanding a unified, decisive response. What followed was a remarkable and swift legislative overhaul. Within weeks, a national firearms agreement was brokered between the federal government and the states and territories. This agreement led to the most significant gun control reforms in Australia's history. Key among these reforms were bans on certain types of firearms, semi-automatic rifles and shotguns, previously accessible for sporting purposes, were prohibited. Pump-action shotguns were also heavily restricted. A mandatory buyback program. The government implemented a nationwide buyback scheme for the newly prohibited firearms. This program was comprehensive, effectively removing hundreds of thousands of weapons from circulation. It was funded through a combination of government expenditure and a levy on specific goods and services, often referred to as the gun tax. Stricter licensing and registration. The agreement introduced a more uniform and rigorous system for firearm licensing and registration across all states and territories, emphasizing a genuine reason for firearm ownership beyond self-defense or sporting use. Minimum age requirements and waiting periods. These were standardized and tightened. The implementation of the National Firearms Agreement was not without its detractors. Proponents of gun rights, particularly in rural communities, argued that the laws infringed on their freedoms and unfairly penalized law-abiding citizens for the actions of a criminal. They contended that the focus should have been on mental health and security, rather than restricting access to firearms. However, the overwhelming sentiment in the wake of Port Arthur was one of national unity and grief, and a desire to prevent such a tragedy from ever happening again. The legislation passed with broad bipartisan support, a testament to the profound impact of the massacre. The consequences of these reforms have been a subject of extensive study and debate. Proponents of the gun laws point to a dramatic decline in firearm-related deaths, particularly homicides and suicides, in the years following their implementation. Australia has not experienced a mass shooting event of similar scale since Port Arthur. The Australian Institute of Criminology has consistently reported falling rates of firearm deaths and injuries. Critics, however, argue that the data is more complex. They suggest that other factors, such as declining use of firearms in suicides or broader societal changes, may also contribute to the observed trends. Some also highlight an increase in other forms of violence. Although robust evidence directly linking the gun control laws to this is often debated. Regardless of the ongoing statistical debate, the 1996 reforms represent a pivotal moment in Australian history. They demonstrated a nation's capacity for swift, unified action in the face of extreme violence. The legacy of Port Arthur and the subsequent legislative response continue to shape discussions about gun ownership, public safety, and the balance between individual rights and collective security in Australia. It stands as a stark reminder of how a single, horrific event can catalyze profound societal change, leaving an indelible mark on a nation's laws and its collective memory. Australia's journey with gun control is a compelling narrative of tragedy, political will, and societal adaptation. It's a story that continues to resonate, offering a unique perspective on a global debate that remains as relevant today as it was in the aftermath of that fateful day in 1996.